to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Salianus is here. Tato is here. Ghost Lady is here. Dudu is here. Shots is here. Noah is here. Fat Check is here. Simpy was here. By the way, man, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Shout out to all the Mother's Day, yo. Shout out to all the moms.
Thank you. All the women in this room are mommies.
Yes. Oh, yes. Whoa, funny enough. Yes. Fuck. Yes. Yes.
We're coming from the Pyramid Studios.
Didn't get that done.
It's
the Pyramid Studios. With all the mummies. Shout out to all the mummies. Man pandeshi. Let me say, Valani cook. Valan. Fuck you, pandish. Plus, you're wearing your Pharaoh's jacket. It would have been beautiful.
Yeah,
but you took off your Pharaoh's jacket. So you know the Pharaohs are the mummies now.
I love Mother's Day because... my WhatsApp timeline is always like so wholesome. Everybody's posting their mothers.
Yes.
Yeah.
What did you get, Ghostly? Did you get anything?
No.
What? No, you're talking
after popping three kids.
I'm hoping when I get home, there's a gift for me. I hope. Because we went to for lunch. Shem, they made a breakfast for me at home, which was very sweet. Mm-hmm. I did not do anything the whole day. And then we went out for lunch, but we went to Papachino's. You know Papachino's
is
for kids.
Oh, that's not for kids. Most.
Exactly. So it's not necessarily for me. It's for the kids. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping there's a nice wrapped gift for me.
Yeah.
If not, the next episode, I'll be very mad.
I really feel like Mother's Day should be a gift from the kids to the mothers. And you can only really celebrate it when your kids are older. Because it's a bit of a fake when the husband gives you a Mother's Day gift, as much as she's celebrating you for being the mom. But you're not. He must celebrate his mom.
No,
you're not his mom.
But you know what? I feel like husbands should also play their parts so that it kind of like plants a seed to the kids that you must always be appreciative to your mom.
Nazo.
Yeah. Because if he doesn't, then they'll grow up thinking that, man, what's the point to celebrate mom? Because when it was never planted.
No kid ever thinks like that. The kid will celebrate mom because mom raised me well and mom loved me and I love my mom. No kid is influenced by dad did this for mom. The love from mom comes from internally, from within your own heart, due to what your mom has been to you your whole life.
Yeah, but if they're spoiled-ish, you know, kids, they'll just think that it just happens.
Nah.
So dads need to play the parts. So when you did not do anything, you did
just like me on Father's Day, my baby mama doesn't do anything for me, and mother of my child doesn't do anything.
She probably instructs your child to please call daddy and say happy Father's Day.
Oh yeah, you see, and that's not the gift from the child.
Yes, but that's what I'm saying. It's like you as the dad or as a mom, you still kind of like do something with the kids because they're unable to. Obviously, when they grow older, they will be doing it on their own. But for now, when they're still young, they need help.
It's a teamwork. Yes. Okay, fair enough.
Yes.
Yeah. So myself, Shots, Simpi, where we just landed from Bali, man.
Oh, Bali baddies are back.
Oh. Bali baddies.
Yourself, Shots, and Simpi landed from Bali.
And you?
Oh. You just put me in.
Oh,
I'm like,
you did not?
No, I pointed.
And I'm like, hello.
I'm pointing my point. I'm like, pointing soul, bro.
Eh?
I said, myself. And then...
No, you said also myself.
You mentioned...
Yo, I'm broadcasting live from Bali. Shout out.
Mac.
I'm podcasting live from Bali. So, this is AI of me in the studio.
So we're out in Bali to interview the godfather of hip-hop.
Wow, man.
Russell Simmons.
Beautiful.
Man. Yeah, what a beautiful experience, man.
Beautiful.
The episode drops this Thursday, so if you're a big lover of hip-hop, make sure you check it out.
How was he, though?
He was dope, man. He was dope. He killed me the first time, because Jabesi introduced me to him.
Okay.
So the first time we met, Jabesi's like, this is Mac, the biggest podcast in Africa. He's like, nah, man, not this little nigga. Fuck out of here, man.
Not this little nigga.
Yeah.
Undermine the boy. Oh, undermine.
Oh, God.
The funniest thing is when we landed, right? So we were staying because I booked at his hotel because he owns a hotel. It's called Gidas.
Oh, is
so it? So it's like a health and wellness hotel.
Yeah, pretty much. They don't serve meats, apparently.
So that's what I'm getting to, right? So the funniest thing is, as soon as we land, right? So I went straight to the sauna because I wanted to detox from drinking on the plane and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So when I went to the sauna, after like 30 minutes, I come back to our room and I'm with Naledi, right?
Oh, dope.
So now Naledi is crying, bro. Oh. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's in tears. Yee-yee.
Yeah, tears. Whoa. My nigga. I'm like, shit, what happened? Maybe something happened because I wasn't there for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It turns out she was crying because there's no meat and alcohol.
No.
So she's like, we're not staying here for the entire week.
Shame, bro. Oh, shame. But you know what? No, shout out to them because if you're going to call yourself a health and wellness hotel,
like retreat vibes.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you barely to get alcohol at a wellness spa.
No, you don't.
Exactly, right? So it means everything should be
healthy.
Pointed to wellness and health.
Bro, they don't even have eggs, bro. They eat tofu or something. What is it? Tofu?
Yeah,
but there's no eggs.
I have tofu. What's tofu? I'm uncultured, man.
Isn't it white? Like it is a white substance. Or not, if I say substance, it sounds like.
Yeah, it sounds like it's coke.
Yeah. But
yeah,
it looks white.
Yeah, it looks like eggs, but it's not, bro.
Wait, that whole round white thing is tofu. I've heard of this tofu thing,
tofu,
man.
Tofu, yeah. It's big in Japanese culture, I think, or Asian.
It sounds Asian.
Tofu, it's big, that side.
Yes, Fed Checker?
Tofu is a protein-rich food. It's basically milk, soy milk, that is dried up into somewhat like cheese. So you can have it as eggs or you can have it as custard or you could have it as basically any delicacy, whether it's dessert or dinner or main foods. Yeah.
Bro, the whole time I was like, yo, man, be proud of me, man. The whole week. Like,
be you. Oh, that's just paradise. Oh, it's just like
Disneyland.
Place of dreams. That's what dreams are made of.
Bro, but spending a week there, bro, I'm like, be you's onto something, bro. I felt good, eh? Because I did everything, bro. I did the Cairo thing. The one that you did with shots.
Oh, yeah. You get in a cold room. So it's like the substitute of of an ice bath. But ice bath, obviously, get into ice cold water.
Oh, is it that steam thing?
It's the opposite of, it's like, but it's cold.
Yes.
It's like you're in a fridge, essentially.
Yeah, for like,
you're
like
in a fridge.
Minus 100
Celsius degrees. Yeah, degrees
so
Celsius.
I did that. I did the sauna. I did the steaming room. I did yoga. I did the ice bucket.
Damn, bro.
Ice bath. I mean, I did everything, bro. And I felt good, man.
For real?
Yeah.
Like what? You felt like you...
My body felt good, man. I felt energized, dog. Like, it would be so dope to do it, like, before an episode. You know what I mean? Because, like, after the Cairo thing, like, your senses are heightened. You're more alert. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Somehow it just made an impact on my body. Or maybe it's because my body's so, like, unhealthy.
No, I can believe it. Because you're putting your body through stress. And that's how your body gets better. Even with gym. You know, when you tear your muscles up.
That's the only thing I didn't do gym, bro. I was like, nah, fuck.
And they do have a gym there.
Yeah, they've got a gym.
Yeah, but you're putting your body through uncomfortable situations. And I think that's how it then either gets in better shape or...
Yeah.
It makes sense when you do all those things, man. But
yeah,
bro. So how did you survive without meat, bro? And alcohol?
No, I made a plan, man. That's why they call me MacGyver. I made a plan. A week with alcohol. And you can't smoke, by the way. So when you smoke, you have to go to like the main entrance of the place. So anyway, inside you can't smoke.
So no smoking on the premises.
Yeah, no smoking, no drinking.
So Meg, are you sure you know when you never smoked in the premises?
I did, man. At like 2 in the morning, I'm like, fuck this, man. No one is sleeping, bro. I'm not walking to the gate there.
We know, Meg.
No, bro, that's hectic though, man.
Yeah.
But you felt it, the little difference.
Yeah, no, I felt it. It's dope, man. You should have seen Mo Sol's villa. Yes, sis! Yo! Fucking beautiful.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, beautiful, man.
That one is like, it's made for freak-offs, bro. It's like freak-off ready, that one.
Yeah, bro, it's gorgeous. The villas, man. Oh, beautiful, bro. Oh, the pool. Just everything about it was beautiful, man. Who chose that villa, man?
Naledi, yeah.
No, shout out, man. But Naledi, you know she got taste and class. You always see it on her Instagram. You know, it's a classy lady.
How was your first time in Bali, Simpio? Yeah?
It was. It was short, man.
It was short, man.
Yo, it was yeah, like we spent more time on the flight than we spent there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, technically, yeah, we spend more time, oh, yeah, in the air than on land.
Yeah. Because it's like 40 hours on air. Two nights.
There. Yeah, they were like, yeah, in and out. Yeah.
Two nights.
Yeah. Is this the place?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the place. Yes! Yes.
Let me, yeah, yeah. Villa, back. Villa, what?
Oh, my sack.
Villa Alandaki. If you want to sleep in the same bed I slept at, yeah, book that one. Villa Alandaki.
Did you guys get some action, bro?
The action. No, but I believe someone did.
Simpiwe?
I believe someone did.
Who?
Nah, I'm kidding. No one. We in committed relationships.
Funny ghost lady. So on our last night, right? So after we had shot the episode with Uncle Russ, on our last night, went drinking, went to a club. And then after
the black, the blue door.
Yeah. Then we had some drinks. And then as we're about to leave, Saul starts having a bromance with this Russian guy. Is it a Russian guy?
No, it's Irish guy. Irish guy. Yeah.
They start having romance, bro. And he's with some people. And then eventually they're like, let's go to another location. So we went to a second location.
Yeah.
And he came with these people and we did some karaoke.
With an Irish girl. Okay, I don't know the girls with the Irish.
So this is Simpiwe and Saul at the karaoke there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Spears rapping,
sound. Yeah? Yeah, Spears rapping. Why is it no sound, bro?
There you go. It's hot there, yeah? All of us around the place is hot there.
What song are you singing?
Yeah. Oh, is that the repeat?
Spears felt like a superstar.
I thought he was rapping his own song, bro. I was like, man, why are you rapping your own songs? Because I couldn't make out how it was. Rapping.
He was never that big.
Yeah, but I thought maybe give them a USB, you know, so play this beat. Because I was like, hey, what's which one is this one, man, you know?
So yeah, we left this place at like 4 or 5 in the morning. Well, I left earlier.
Okay.
You guys left later, no? Because I ran away.
I can't remember, man. I was drunk.
Yeah, I ran away. I was drunk, man. I was like,
I was super drunk, man. I can't remember, bro.
But I just want to say thanks to the chillers, man. Without your support, you know, a trip like that isn't possible, you know?
True, man.
And bro, in 2018, when I started the first episode and I had just the iPad, it was sitting on the couch.
Damn, bro.
And he had told me that one day he would interview Uncle Russ and
Buddy. Yeah, founder of
Def Jam. I would have told you, bro, fuck out of here, man. Yeah, fuck out of here. What you mean?
Nah, these trips wouldn't be possible without the chillers, man. Shout out, bro.
How was your experience with him?
Oh, beautiful, man. You know, he's a carefree guy, you know, but he obviously doesn't want to touch a lot on, you know, the stuff.
The allegations.
Yeah, allegations,
Kimora,
yeah.
Kimora, but, their relationship, did he touch on
that? No, it sounds like it's good. Their relationship sounds, you see it on the podcast, it seems like it's good.
Okay.
You know, obviously they've got two kids, together.
Yeah.
But yeah. I found it fascinating. Do you believe him when he's like, he doesn't have money?
Yes, he's going back to America now because they seized about $300 million of his.
Damn.
To get that back, yeah. So that's why he was flying back to Chicago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
it was like, for that guy's party and then to get his money from the government.
Oh, yeah. Some lawsuit with the government. They seized one of his companies and stocks and all. Yeah. I'm Mamingons, essentially. It's what he's saying, anyway.
Mm.
Yeah, but it was beautiful, man.
It was so fun when we were having dinner the night before, right? Because he gave Patrice Motsepe some money. So he was like, yeah, I gave Patrice some money. Do you know him? I'm like, yeah, man, that's my guy, bro. We like that.
Yo!
So then he picks up the phone and calls Patrice live.
Yep. Yeah.
So that figure, the one you posted, right?
The Khotsong.
The Khotsong one. I'm saying hi to Patrice because I thought Patrice answered, but he hadn't answered. Okay. Thank goodness, you know.
This is going to be like, who? Mac G? I don't know him. Oh, it's that young man. I'm sure Patrice has seen you, man.
Yeah, but he doesn't know me like that. I've never met him. I've never spoken to him.
Of course.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I was just like, yeah, that's my nigga, bro. So this is when he's calling Patrice. So I don't know why he posted this video, but nonetheless.
Wake up, man. I got these niggas here. I'm taking care of them.
Khotsong, the guy. You see his face change.
Like, what the hell?
What'd you call me?
No. I'm saying that's how we greet each other. Khotsong.
Respectful greeting. Yeah.
You'll know what I'm talking about.
My brother, I hope you're well.
How old is he? 61? I mean, he also looks young, but I mean, testament to the stuff he's doing out there, you know, living well and freezing his butt.
Bro, when we're doing yoga, bro, this nigga can lift his leg up to like Yes, bro. Like,
wait.
No, he's into that kind of lifestyle.
Yeah, he's like a yogi. He's flexible, bro. He's a yogi, they call them, right?
Yeah.
Yogi or whatever.
How's his relationship with his brother, Reverend Ren?
Fuck, I forgot to ask that. Oh, it was the question I had before we
wrap up. Wait, was there a cause for it not to be well?
No, it's well, but I forgot to ask it on the show.
There's a lot, though.
Yeah.
They're through things.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but he said it's cool, man.
Oh, gosh, Umfundi, you see, the other guy. Yeah.
Reverend.
Also, after the allegations.
Not even, just, it's a...
Because I know with the older brother, he was there, he's like an artist. There's another older brother who paints and stuff. Oh. Also, with Reverend, it's a bit strained.
No, it didn't sound like it.
I don't think
it is. Because he spoke about him at some point, but it didn't never sounded like it's a strained relationship.
Mm. Did he give you this, bro? He gave me this before I left. Did he give you this?
Hey, which one is that one, dog?
So apparently, this keeps away bad spirits.
They give you that in every hotel in Ubud.
Oh, is it? Yeah. So like apparently...
Yes, it does keep away bad spirits.
Though. Yeah, so if someone has bad spirits, then it turns black, this thing.
No worries.
Yeah.
No worries.
That's what they said, bro.
I'm sure it's black now.
Yeah? But you're good spirits, dog.
I know. Good spirits.
Yeah.
This thing could never turn black, bro.
Okay, take it to the club one day.
Yeah, please. Let's take it to the club
and
one day.
Yeah, take it for the test drive.
That thing could never turn black. Come on. That thing could never turn black, bro. It's a piece of wood. I get the whole thing keeps you protected, maybe, but for it changing colors, come on.
Yeah.
That's what they say, man.
Spiritual that side. You know,
extremely,
you know how it is.
Extremely.
Ubud is like the Zen side, right?
Yes.
Like very, because we're in Ubud.
Yeah.
Very Zen, spiritual, very calm side.
But
I feel like there's a whole of Bali generally.
Hmm?
Of course, there's like pockets of maybe like degeneracy, strip clubs on the works.
No, there's no strip clubs that side, right?
No, there's
for real.
There's no strip
clubs. But you can find some if you want.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're not public about it. Yeah, if you search hard enough.
Yeah. Every
like
corner
out there. Yeah,
so you go to someone's house who's willing to take it off.
Yeah, even like in Soweto, I know like there used to be a time where there were like strip clubs, like back room, like dining room strip clubs. You know where you sport maybe, and then you have a lot better my shows. I've seen that thing. I've never been there, obviously, but I've heard about it.
Solis,
no, come on, I've heard. No, bro, for real.
How like, did you see? Is the curtain like open for everyone to see?
No. It's like, let's say it's a sporty, like it's a tavern. You know, in the hood, taverns, home, come tavern.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it'd be... Obviously, you know, in taverns, there's obviously a culture of selling. There's girls or women sometimes who are selling, and some places would be... Like they'll open a strip club and then the tavern, it's like a dining room, but there's no chair. It's like just chairs around and the center stage, middle of the room would be the place where things happen.
Wow.
Yeah, I've heard of those things, bro. I've never been there, obviously. Come on, I know where to find a strip club and I want to go to a strip club where I can sit comfortably and grab a beer and not be in someone's living room.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
So maybe there's those things in Bali if it's not like properly set up establishments.
Are you guys worried about this antivirus thing?
Hunter virus.
Yes. Hunter virus. Is it Hunters?
No, it's not Hunter virus.
Hunter virus.
We just call it Hunters.
Are you guys worried about it? Because this is how they start these things, man. And I got trauma from COVID.
What's worrying
man.
Me is that they put these people into flights, like obviously in their return home, obviously these sick people. So it's like, aren't they going to spread the virus?
Yeah, and why are they coming to Joburg, bro?
I don't get it. The ship was coming.
Cape Verde said, no, we're not allowing them in.
Cape Verde were like, nah, we're good. And the ship was meant to, the destination was Cape Verde. Obviously, it's going to make some stops.
Mm.
And Joburg can't be a stop of a cruise ship. Cape Town was not.
Cape Town.
None of our coastal cities were.
How did they enter then?
I thought they entered
via Cape Town.
They did. It was going from Argentina to Cape Verde.
Yeah.
Obviously, it would stop at some places, but it was not scheduled to stop in Cape Town, and it stopped in Cape Town. People got flown to Joburg.
Yeah.
Oh. So I think one of the ladies, Dutch lady, is British. No, there's a British lady who's currently critical in ICU.
Yeah, the outbreak has already claimed 3 lives, including a Dutch couple.
Yes.
And left a British national in critical condition. In a Joburg ICU.
Imagine.
While the World Health Organization is investigating several suspected cases, South African officials are urging calm, noting that the risk of widespread community transmission remains low. So 3 people have died, 8 are infected, and it's heading to Spain.
Oh, my dear.
It's heading to Spain.
So Spain is now going to welcome the ship.
I don't know, bro. Don't know, bro.
Because, yeah, so the Dutch guy died. The wife, I think, was flying back home. So I'm assuming, because they've got an international airport there in Cape Town, maybe the flight was leaving from Cape Town. Yes. It's like, remember, like, you know, I missed the flights in L.A., right? Back to South Africa.
Oh.
And I was flying out from L.A.,
yeah.
But then when I booked my new flight to South Africa, yeah. It was flying out of New York.
Ooh.
So in 2 days' time. So I spent a night in L.A.
Oh, I remember that.
Then I flew to New York and then slept there. So maybe there's a situation of the nearest flight was leaving from
but,
Joburg.
But besides yeah, that, what is the antivirus?
KLM, ne? The KLM flight. There.
KLM is the Dutch airline, yeah.
Yeah, which was leaving from Joburg.
Fat checker, what is this virus?
Uh-huh.
How do you get it? Because it's got something to do with rats.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Ooh, ratatouille.
This is how it starts, bro. First it's three, then it's eight. Then
yeah,
it's
I remember
eight,
there was, yeah, nine, bro. I was worried about COVID, man. COVID yeah. started like that. Well, like, there was like a man arrived in South Africa from Italy.
Mm.
And then, we were trapped in our homes.
Yeah, fat checker.
Okay, so according to what I'm reading here, it says that normally Hunter virus comes from you inhaling from rat feces or their urine, right? And then it says that this is common. The common ways in which people get it is through cleaning spaces, vacuuming, or touching a surface where it was contaminated, or eating the food that was contaminated by the rodents. It does state that the symptoms are usually fever, muscle aches, headaches, fatigue, and nausea. And in severe cases, you will get shortness of breath, fluid in the lungs, low blood pressure, and organ failure. So to reduce the risks, you should ensure that the spaces that you're in, if they have been infected with rodents, that you do clean it thoroughly or evacuate the place. And always use gloves and disinfectants.
Evacuate the place. Now all these people are stuck on the ship.
Yeah. But bro, it's crazy. Like, there's only one video from a person who was on the ship.
So far.
Like, this is a ship full of people and there's this outbreak that's scaring the whole world. And not a lot of, like, actually, you've been on a cruise ship. It takes thousands of people.
Yeah.
And there haven't been, like, thousands of videos on TikTok or even hundreds or even tens
I just
of
saw
videos.
One from an American guy who was just,
that's the only video out there. Yeah. Like, there's a whole ship with people infected by this. Okay. There's a whole ship that this outbreak began. And there's only one video.
Mm,
and it's an influencer, supposedly an influencer.
Sus, bro. That's sus.
That is
there's
really...
There. There's everything there.
Yeah. There's Wi-Fi. There's, I mean, hey, man, we had Wi-Fi on the plane.
Mm.
And which you could, like, watch YouTube and stuff like that.
Mm.
Yeah. It was Starlink. To say, you know, Starlink. We don't like Elon, fuck him, but hey, that shit works, man. Hey, that shit is good, bro. Like, you're on a video call. So you surprise people, you video call them while on, like, above the Indian Ocean, you know, in the middle of nowhere, no man's land. And hey, what's going on? You know, so people have those kind of resources and technology, but no one ever.
Can I ask you a question?
Anything?
Though? God forbid there's another like we have to now stay
lockdown.
Indoors, lockdown and all. How do you guys prepare? What necessary arrangements do you make now?
Alcohol.
Alcohol. I mean, not ghost lead.
Alcohol. To the contrary, I might use it to quit alcohol.
Mm.
Actually. Because I remember the last one. I was just getting alcohol, you know. I'm like, I might use it to actually quit alcohol. I might use it to actually quit alcohol. I don't know. I don't think we can afford another one, man. Lockdowns are hard. Lockdowns are not nice.
Bro, I'm going back to Gidas, man. When I have a cough, I'm going in the sauna. When I have a cough, I'm going in the ice. What?
You're
going to Bali.
I'm going back.
For your lockdown.
I'm going back. Anything when I feel weird. I'm just going one of those things. Ice, what?
But you know those things are available in South Africa, though.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yes. So all these Cairo one, don't only. There are some, you know, spas that have...
Yeah, but those are establishments. That's his house, bro. He literally wakes up and goes and does those
but
things.
But don't you pay for that? Like, if you stay there at his hotel or...
Do they pay, bro?
For?
For those things.
Ask,
I don't know, man. I didn't pay. I thought you handled it, bro. You're the boss. I thought you handled it, bro. You're the boss, man. I thought you handled it, bro. I thought you handled it. I was like, hey, man, I'm freezing. But please play. I'm like, my account's also frozen.
Drop the fucking thing.
Anyway, Ghost Lady, before we come to you, man, do you have a Hollywood Bets account? Well, if you don't, now is the perfect time to get one and get a free welcome package. For just only registering a new account, you get a 25 Rand sign-up bonus and 50 free spins to play Spinner Zonke games on Hollywood Bets, Panduka.
Yeah.
To get this offer, just click the sign-up link in the pinned comment right below this video and use our promo code CHILLERS. Of course, this welcome offer is for new customers who are 18 and over. Terms and conditions do apply. And as always, please remember to play responsibly.
Yeah,
it's a fantastic way to get started, so don't miss out. Go grab your bonus and free spins. Otherwise, Ghost Lady, what did we miss out, man? What's been happening in SA?
Did you see some trending news about Umlindo, the vocalist?
I saw that.
Okay.
While on the plane.
So there were some allegations that were brought up by his girlfriend towards him, and which he has denied, but those allegations were included claims of infidelity and physical harm, which were posted on social media, but then obviously retracted by him, which
I saw the retraction.
Yeah.
Even by the lady, she didn't necessarily retract. She said a whole lot of things while she was very emotional.
Yes.
And then somebody in the comment asked, are you saying these are not true? She said, no, they are, but I would like this to be now private. Mm. Not that she's saying the things she said untrue.
Untrue. They just
said she was emotional at the time and she doesn't really want to entertain it.
Yeah, but then why go to social media then? Because now we're talking.
Never do shit when you're emotional. Never make a big decision. Never. And go, switching on your Instagram to post exposing your husband is a big decision.
So Umlindo has maintained his innocence, claiming that the allegations were an attempt to ruin his career and that he was the one who suffered the toxic relationship, unfortunately. But there's a lot that she said, because I think it went as far as saying she ended up having some sexually transmitted infections due to his infidelity. You know,
real? Damn. I saw something about Ukaka, but I just couldn't find the source of it. What did she say about the pooping?
I'm not too sure about that. Hold on. Dudu knows it more.
I wish you had a camera. I'm not sure. Dudu knows more. And then she throws the mic and swings to
me. Yeah, but she said that he gets drunk a lot to a point where he pees himself and poops himself. She said in that post.
Yeah. You won't shut yourself.
Unamanga.
No.
Hold on.
Let's get to the bottom of it. Not the bottom. Please. Let's not get to the bottom. But there was a situation. What happened? Why spew? What happened? Why are they saying it's your level, dog? It was a joke. Oh, sorry, bro. It was a joke, man. It's fine.
We'll bury it in the soil.
Sorry, my bad.
He was your driver for a while. You never saw him shed himself?
He never, bro. Not even like, we've been through a lot of things where he could have shed himself, but he never shed himself, bro. The man kept it tight. He kept it in. Never soiled his pants. Not even once, my nigga. Not even once, bro.
Sorry, Ghost Lady, you're saying.
No. I was just saying, with the whole Lindo stuff. Like, that's why I put it to Dudu, because I was like, I couldn't believe that part. Like, was that really true, or was it just now, like, just some spice?
Well, why would someone create that? Like, a lie about, especially you shitting yourself and pissing yourself.
But that's the thing, man. Relationships are a nightmare, bro, because everyone is a victim until you hear both sides of the story. Mm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, true.
It's like,
But also, would a person just randomly want to ruin your career without getting anything in return for it? Mm. No matter how much you've hurt them, they could just go like, hey, you, this guy hits me, does this, does that, and he shits himself. That's very creative. If this is a man who's never done wrong by you or hasn't done those things by you and you go to those things as accusations.
What's that story? What's that saying? No fury like a woman scorned. What?
No. It's like that. Yeah, no fury like a woman scorned.
It goes back to that whole being emotional, you know, like because women get very emotional, especially when they're angry and they can do the most.
Nah, not all women, man. It's all up to how that girl, man, really looks like. And look, looks can be deceiving as well, you know, but she looks very plastic, very Slay Queenish vibes. I get those vibes. Not all women will just
do that. I know, we've reported on a lot of these stories where women would post and that, or maybe even videos, like you take a video of your exposing your husband or your girl or your boyfriend saying, oh, you did this, you did that, you did that. And chiki chiki, these people are fine. They've forgiven each other. So obviously what happened? She was emotional. She was mad. She put out a video exposing him and then they are fine again. Then it's like, why did you expose this?
I don't think they are fine now. She just said she made the mistake of speaking and said things, was very emotional. And it sounded like she's saying she doesn't want this, like she wants it to be sorted privately because somebody asked her. So are you saying all those things didn't happen? She's like, no, I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, I don't like that I've put this out here. Now it's here. Can we please
have
privacy?
And that's what I'm saying. A lot of women would put it out like that, but then we want to sort things out in private. But what did you do? You put it out for people to now comment about it, report on it, talk about it, have their opinions. And now it's too late to say we want to have it private because now we all know.
Oh, yeah. You invited us into it, man. We were living our lives, chilling. You know what I mean? So, boom, your stuff pops up on our timelines and now we're here.
And lo and behold, it was you who brought it up. We didn't.
Yeah. What else you got, Ghost Lady?
Did you hear about the accident she was Tando Tabet?
No. What happened?
Oh, I think I saw
Shame, that. She's currently recovering from a skydiving excursion, which she had a bit of a hard landing. And yeah, from the videos, we saw that she had a hard landing. And then she ended up being hospitalized, but she's okay.
She ended up, I think her BBL saved her life.
She's always been Tando.
Oh, she didn't.
Tando had done work.
Well, I'm saying a taburi saved her life. A BBL saved my life. That's an amazing, series of folk war. A documentary. A BBL saved my life.
Not my body works for me.
A BBL saved my life. but if you watch the video, she landed on a palm, literally. Because the guy was like folded knees before we land. Because it was those skydiving where she's skydiving with a coach. Under someone. It's not like she's on her own. Then she landed on a palm and she still made a video about it and joked about it. So clearly, man, it's the stuff saved her life, man. You know what I mean?
Isn't she the one who said podcast and she will not go anyway? She's one of those ones, ne?
I don't know.
In the beginning,
she say that? Bold of her. She said that? Jesus.
I remember it was her and Mantui.
Pout.
As soon as you joined, they're like, they're not going to last.
Slastile till now. Ubu lastak mate. Slastile.
Yes. You're saying magic.
That's not. That's the video. You'll see it towards the end where she lands. So she says she's in the hospital. This is how I ended up here.
Yeah, this is where it started.
Go.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Yep, I decided to go on my third skydive. I was so excited. I've done two of these in the Piet region, but this would be my very first one in the Cape Town region. I always remember that the flight path is always what gets in your head, right? Because you see how far I'm actually flying.
And I can hear it. Could you say, woo-wee-woo?
Yeah, no flaggers.
Yeah. Sky full of stars. Mm-hmm. That's the song, Sky Full of Stars. No, you're my nominee. I don't know what it is. It's called Blue
Sky. Sky full of stars. You're a sky full of stars.
Yeah, that's not the one. That one.
I'll never do this. I am too scared of this.
That one, yeah.
Ah, this one, I'll do this in pure level. On this one.
Ah!
On Skakel.
Oh, so she records landing, yeah? Okay, yeah, they're landing there.
Then they, she goes, so to tuck in her feet like she's crouching or something.
Yeah.
In a fetal position.
Oh, okay.
And that's when...
Okay, I see.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You see, she lands on the PBR.
Ooh, I see. Damn.
Booty.
No, bro, I'm glad she didn't die, man. She must witness our success, bro. She must live to see our success. So she must stay alive for a while. Not now.
Right? Yeah, we need, she must witness.
Bro, let's send her flowers, bro. Let's send her flowers.
Let's send like Tando her flowers, dog.
Yeah, she deserves flowers.
Her flowers. Yeah, let's give her flowers, guys.
Yeah.
Let's give her flowers.
She's still in hospital, ne? She might be, ne?
I don't think she could still be in hospital. Maybe, though. We don't know.
Yeah, let's send her a bouquet of flowers.
Let's send her her flowers, bro.
Let's write a note. You want to write a note?
A note?
Yeah.
Jeez, bro. What am I going to say to Tando, man?
Want to write a note, ghost lady?
Yeah, I think you guys are very good with words.
Let's write a note.
Okay, yeah. We'll come up with something.
Dude, let's write a note.
All right, we're writing it on the live on the, yeah, live on the podcast. Live. Okay,
okay.
Cool.
Okay, write something good.
Dude, you're writing, eh?
Yeah, Dudu is writing. Type there, Dudu.
Wishing you a speedy recovery from the podcast that wasn't going to work. Glad you're okay. Sorry we couldn't visit you in hospital. We just landed from Bali. Had to interview Uncle Russell Simmons. Stay on the ground next time. It's bad luck to bet against us. Unless you have a Hollywood Bets account.
Gamble responsibly. Don't gamble with your BBL. Because when you land on...
You want to add something? You want to add something? So, don't gamble with your...
Yeah. Like, gamble responsibly. Not with your BBL. Say gamble responsibly. Never gamble with your BBL. You never know what you're going to get.
Let's send that with some flowers.
You might not be lucky next time.
And then do the cream shelele.
Cream shelele.
Oh, yeah. Cream shelele. Yeah. Shit. Yeah, man, if I was a boyfriend watching that dog, I'll get a heart attack, man, watching my woman land.
Anyway, what else you got? Goes late.
Okay. The reason why I'm being so spicy, I'm trying to like suppress the hurt that I'm going through. So,
damn.
I'm very. Gosh. So before the show, we found out that Gizwe's house got burnt.
Yeah. Whoa.
His homestead, yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. Homestead, what's that?
Embumbulu. That is in
Kenya. So that's where he grew up and then Waka.
Yeah, I believe so. So there's videos. There's videos. Please share. Please just
look at that. Jeez.
Yeah, it was very hurtful. I know I was with him yesterday. We're shooting the show for this.
And they went there looking for him.
Wednesday, yeah.
Who's there?
So apparently people arrived there at the house. He was not there. He was here in Joburg. And yeah, he's currently on his way to KZN. Just to go check up on the family.
Hold on. So what happened? So people arrived. How many?
Looking for him. We don't know the number.
I'm assuming it's a crowd of people.
Maybe
is it Zulus? Is it Oban?
Abaza? No, we don't have details as yet. We don't have details.
That's Nizo's.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So
and obviously now it's not just him. It's this. His kids, his family, brothers,
it's family.
Sisters.
It's family.
Oh, mom, oh, Bumkulu, oh, auntie.
Yeah. So yeah, and obviously it's the speculation is around obviously these marches that they are carrying out.
Yes,
I'm sure you move videos, no shots.
Yeah,
there's a number of videos.
I did speak to him. He's currently driving on his way to KZN to just to go.
While his country driving on his way to KZN.
Sorry, what?
Can't he speak to us while he's on his way driving to KZN?
But what's he going to say? He doesn't know.
He doesn't know
the details. Like who? Like. this is in KZN.
Yes.
So in this is his fellow Zulu people who burned his place down.
We don't know.
We don't know the details, Saul.
We don't know the details. This is all we know.
Sorry,
until a proper investigation is made, But are people looking for him? And then the next thing, the house is...
Why? Okay, what are they looking to punish him for?
We can only speculate. Can only speculate must be the marches thing.
Remember, this has happened. It just happened now.
So these people who are then burning his home are burning it under what motive? That he is bothering illegal immigrants or he's speaking up?
No, we don't know. We are speculating because obviously there's a lot of hate that is towards them because of what they're doing. The marches.
Oh,
that
man.
The DJ Waters thing.
Yeah.
It's the DJ Waters thing.
You think so?
Yeah, I remember Akri was trying to clean up the city.
Oh, okay. And
dare you?
Yeah, when you try to clean up any part of rotten SA, especially a part of rotten SA that has profited from the rot, you'll get a fight back because people who profit from it gain power, you see.
Yeah.
It's like the Paspaza industry with the disappearance of that guy from Afoso Mazwi.
Yeah.
You can't really, now when you touch, and I'm not saying we should give up on that industry, but when you touch that industry, there will be a fight back because the guys who are in those positions who own and run these business in this industry have accumulated so much wealth that they've got power. And money is power. They've got power to mobilize. They've got power to buy people and say, I need 10,000 people, do this, do that. Here's a million for you. You'll see how you compensate everybody else or 3 or 4 or 5 million. Because with power comes with money.
That's true.
You know, so that's what I'm trying to get to. Like, who is behind the burning of his home? And the thing is, my thing is it's dumb because now that you've burnt the man's home, do you think the man will back down? Because you've taken all that matters to him.
Yeah.
So he's going to bring the fight to you also because... Then what?
Because obviously maybe this is his home, then what? To just stop him, you know, just to kind of like...
No, because now when he goes full out attacking you, what are you going to do next? Burn what? What if he doesn't have another homestead? Which he most likely doesn't have.
Yo, the next episode is going to be fire, of Bingla Nation.
Well, we shot the episode already. We shot the episode. Remember, he was with us. He was with me yesterday.
Okay.
Yes, we shot the episode for Wednesday, this coming Wednesday. Already.
Oh, so we'll only find out.
Yeah, the other, because I'm going to see him. I'm in KZN.
I thought like KZN people love Ngizwe. And I thought they'd always be like behind him.
Of course.
Yeah, so this to happen in his own hometown is like, whoa,
but when you attack a person, you have to attack them home. You know, it's not hard. You're not hard to reach.
No, but what I'm saying is, I thought like,
you believe that you
What's the sentiment generally of people from KZN about Ngizwe?
The sentiment?
Yeah, they love him or...
Obviously, support.
How can this happen in his neighborhood, in his hometown, is my question.
It could be a matter of like a group of 10, whoever. Maybe people who've been paid. I don't think it was like, if it's regarding this whole... foreign national issues, it may not necessarily be an illegal foreign national who was sent, who decided, I'm going to go burn his house.
It could
have been just someone who got paid and went and was given a good lump sum and they said, just go burn that house. Just teach that guy a lesson. Maybe let's make him shut up. Maybe this will make him stop doing what he's busy protesting about.
But luckily, everyone is safe, ne?
I believe so. I know I've not heard any of any injuries or any bad or deaths to that matter. So in my conversations with Ngizwe about this whole thing, as volatile and hectic as it is, these guys are laying there. They are willing to die for this. It's not just we are in here for the vibes of getting on a horse and galloping around Durban Central and looking famous. No, it's about there's a bigger issue at hand and that they are very, like, it's big for them and they want to express their concerns and fixing the country. So they are willing to lay their lives.
Yeah.
It's not just a matter of being famous and there's other ways to do that.
I know he's currently shooting his docu. This is probably going to be there.
Isn't he done with that already?
you know, it's not released yet, so you'll if I were him, I'd put it in.
I believe it's done. Okay, maybe they'll add it in like post editing.
It's a big moment though, because now your house has been burnt for what you believe is because you were fighting for your
country. I really honestly worry for Ngizwe. It's a big moment. It gives me a heart attack. Every time Maskulum, I'm like, all right.
But don't you think after this, people are going to rally behind him even more?
Of course.
Yeah, it martyrs him.
Yeah, it martyrs him.
It martyrs him.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And these things will happen. It's just you never know in what magnitude, you know, a life may be lost. A house, maybe.
But my thing is, I don't get it, man.
You just
never know. Nizra is a person known throughout the country. More so around where he's from.
Mm-hmm.
How could people from where he's from, or how could people march into his neighborhood, into his community?
Or do you think they made a noise? Wait. Do you think they made a noise? Someone who's going to
Burning a house does not take 2 seconds.
Of course, yeah.
You don't burn a house in 2 seconds and you disappear. It takes the petrol or the paraffin, whatever fuel you decide of your choice. Douse the entire house. I think it was thatched roofs. Douse everything before you throw on the flame. Surely all the other people who know would come on Israel, would go. And how come we don't have stories to say that, yo, man, we found one. This is what they're saying. Who? What are the reports around the story?
Because this is a big story. Remember that houses are scattered. It's not like, I think, because I heard a voice note in one of the messages that he sent.
Sorry, ghost lady. Hold on. Yeah? Shots, what video is that? Is that recent?
Okay. I wanted to hear that.
Upagela.
Oh, Upagela
lapha. Oh, nice.
Lokhu-ke sekubona kuyimpinje eqondene nokuthi ngoba kukhona umsebenzi esiwenzayo owaziwayo futhi singafisa ukuthi sikhiphe iseluleko sokuthi cha siyazi ukuthi khona bakithi abayingxenye yokufikela
What's he saying?
Do you guys understand?
What's he saying?
Okay, he's mentioned there that also the same kind of attack has happened to one of the guys who they are with where they went. Did he mention Ulundi? Or I don't know where exactly. So they went to also go attack the family. Well, they just broke windows and the doors. I don't know if they burnt the house there, the other member of in their group. So this similar attack has happened also to one of their other people, what has happened now. And luckily, no one was hurt. Yeah. Luckily, no one was hurt also in this incident.
It's organized, man. Yeah. I'm just like,
and it's assumed that it's obviously because of the work that they are doing.
Of course,
they are targeted. Mm. Yeah.
I know.
So you never know. Maybe Upagela, this guy's name, Upagela Mpagati, that's what he's known.
Umpagati.
Yeah, Upagela Mpagati. Umpagati.
Oh, wait, is it Umpagati?
Yes, Upagela Mpagati.
Oh, Upagela Mpagati sounds like a proper Zulu warrior name.
Oh, no.
Upagela Mpagati sounds like a charity work.
He's doing charity. It's like soup kitchen,
you know? Upagela Mpagati, yeah! Who dare Upagela Mpagati? Like, you know what I mean? That sounds like a name of a brave warrior, Upagela Mpagati. Upagela Mpagati is like, guy. You know, you sound like a nurse, bro. It's like Florence Nightingale with a lamp.
No way.
No, for real. Also, it's a Pagalum Pagat.
Yeah, Upagela.
Oh, not Pagalum Pagat.
No, Pagalum Pagat.
Okay,
yes,
that doesn't sound scary.
Okay. Cool, no.
Shout out, we'll
see what.
Yeah, what is
it? Yeah, I'm just disappointed in the community for allowing Nizo's house to get burnt, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, bro. You guys are there. You know what the man stands for. But I know a lot of like kids and people sometimes don't take news with like serious. I remember when we were what was it? The last time
on the tour.
On the tour.
Yeah.
Durban leg.
The Durban
leg. No, bro. Oh, when we went to go meet the king.
Oh, meet the king.
Yes. And like, you know, Nizo was there. By the way, shout out to that place. Exeni.
Epongol.
Yeah. You know Exeni, what was in the buffet?
Uputu.
For breakfast, uputu, yeah.
Ah.
They had uputu, bro.
Yeah.
You know the pap? The Zulu pop.
The Zulu pop, yeah.
They had it for breakfast there and Burovos and stuff. I had a putu, you know? Mm. But like when I'm like, oh, he's a corner. Everybody was like, oh, that guy. Yeah, whatever, you know? So I know there's people who feel like that about him in KZN too. And not just about the marches. This was before the marches, before.
Yeah.
These controversial. Sometimes people are like, okay, hello, who just says whatever that's on his mind. You know what I mean? So I'm a bit disappointed that his home could get burnt in his homeland. Mm. It's just sad, yeah.
Anything that caught your attention this week, Pinduk?
Yeah, a lot, bro, a lot. Mm. I'm going to give some shout-outs first.
Yeah.
There's a girl, Bukhali. What's her name? I wrote it. Bukhali Mpakele.
Okay.
So it's like a... It's so sad, the reason she now had to come up with this invention. 16-year-old, she's 22 now. She won bronze at the ESCOM Expo, which is an expo that is open for young scientists, people who are in science, South Africans. So she came up with an earring that can record, like, audio and take a screenshot and send GPS coordinates because of the GBV situation in the country, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I only found out about this now. Mm. The thing is still in the building phase. It's not out there, but there's already one that exists that actually works. And
that's
think
beautiful, man.
That's a beautiful invention.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, especially when you...
Oh, the earring, yeah.
Especially the time for...
Let's be honest.
South African entrepreneurship.
To fix problems.
So yes, that's problem, the thing.
As much as hurtful it is, every problem needs to be fixed.
Yes.
Shout out.
Shout out. There's another one as well called Isikwasetu Investment... Isikwasetu Investment Stokvel.
Mm.
So you know that these grants, there's 350, is it 370 now, I think. The government grants. People in Everton, Sebokeng, the 350s they get from government. They then pulled it together, which we always cry about why people are not pulling in money
to
fix black problems.
100%.
So they pulled it in to build a bakery.
I heard about that.
And now they're selling bread. Oh, you heard about?
1,000 people.
Whoa, yeah.
Yeah, that was 1,000 people committed. There are 350s or 370, I'm not sure.
Now, you see, 1,000 people now generate 370,000.
Imagine.
Overnight.
Ah. Oh.
Beautiful. If it's 1 million people, it's 3.5 million overnight.
That one.
Yeah. Shout out, man. This thing was said too. This thing was said too.
They got a bakery, my nigga.
Now they got a bakery. The bakery.
This is what are we talking about?
The bakery.
Now they're cooking.
They're baking.
Yeah, they're baking. Wow, that's beautiful.
And now the bread is being sold and is providing stock to local South African shop owners.
Buns.
The bread economy, bro. And I mean, we love bread as South Africans. That's why our women are the way they are. You know what I mean? It's all the calories from the bread. So to see South Africans come together to just break bread, man. That's beautiful.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And the next is chickens.
Next is chicken. Wow. Now, the next thing, we need our own... Guys.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, guys, tell me, man. You know?
Oh, that's a beautiful story.
How is it that our biggest chicken franchise is profiting some American company out there, you know what I mean, through KFC?
Yeah. Those chickens are coming from Brazil, ne?
I don't know, but the KFC brand is obviously American owned. Yes, there's, we won't lie, there are entrepreneurs who open up franchises who get paid from being the franchisee and they pay people under them.
Mm.
But guys, if we love chicken so much, by now we should surely have a proud South African chicken big chicken
but
franchise.
Let's just stay by Cinquasetu.
Cinquasetu.
Let's just stick there for
a
bit longer, please.
Okay, guys,
Cinquasetu.
Shout out to the people of Everton. It's Cinquasetu.
Wow.
Bro, we've got all the numbers.
That's crazy.
So we know government are there to steal. Let's leave those guys to steal, man.
Can we stay by Cinquasetu for just
a little bit? Yeah, let's do Cinquasetu.
Leave the government.
I know. I'm just saying, these are people,
right. Please bring them on. Sorry, man. We got to talk to them.
Yeah, it's Cinquasetu.
Please. And one of them.
Yeah,
wow.
It's Cinquasetu. Stockfell. It's Cinquasetu, Stockfell, Everton.
That's the greatest thing I've heard in a while, man.
They've built something. Now they're going to earn dividends.
On a daily basis.
They built something. So other people in Foslow, in Gato Home.
1,200, sorry.
1,000.
For real. Whoa. And they've pulled this money together just to. And I think that's the way for our black community.
That's the only way, my nigga.
That's the way for our black community. Let's pull in money. Let's build schools.
Get 370,
let's build
guys. Get 370. Sacrifice it 370. 1 month.
That's beautiful. It, man.
You can just come
and
together.
And you build real guys, things, proper guys. Things. You know,
oh,
that,
man.
That benefit people.
It's so crazy. Remember when we finished recording with Uncle Russ?
Yeah.
And we're having the same discussion, right?
So yes.
We were talking about, so he's like, he was interested in South Africa. He's like, so what's happening in South Africa at the moment? We're like, oh, it's the same thing that's happening in America. It's the ICE thing, you know, like people are mad at foreign nationals, whatever. And then Saul started like describing him the lay of the land in terms of SA.
Yeah.
He started saying like 90% of the people are black. And then we have like this white minority group.
Yeah.
Which is like 1%. And they have all the wealth, right? And he couldn't understand.
Yeah.
And then we started showing him the march on march things that Ngizwe was doing.
Yeah.
So we're like, this is currently happening right now. Yeah. We show him the video. He's like, all he said, bro, is like, okay, cool. I get all of that. I get the marching, but the marching does nothing because after march, what happens?
Yeah.
He's like, why don't you just guys create your own black economy?
Yeah. Literally.
That's all he's saying.
We've got
he's like, why don't you guys just do it? He's like, he couldn't understand what's the problem.
Damn.
He couldn't understand, bro. Damn. Remember? Did I miss something out?
No, you didn't, bro.
He couldn't understand. He was like, so what's the problem, guys?
Yeah, he was like dumbfounded. So why did you guys create... you said the 1% you guys are... Nah. And so why aren't you creating these things?
Mm. Yeah.
Because like in America, there's been so many stories. There was Tulsa. I don't know how you spell it. Please Google that and many other communities where there were pockets of black people and they would create their own economy, almost like emakase.
Yeah.
When white people left us to live with the rats and get the hunter virus and just live in the filth and come to work if you can make it for them. The black people created their own economies,
had their own towns,
the money was circulating here. Bro, as black people, we got so much money.
There's too much.
So I remember, I think I was watching the Winnie Mandela documentary and I saw an Omo, a billboard. But it was those lighting up billboards at night and big thing. And that tells you how much white people have been making from black people. Because...
Unilever.
Black people love Omo, Sef, Tamoraka Omo, Ingi Omo. We even have songs about it. Unilever's been making a killing from us. Soaps, all these things. And black people are obsessed about cleanliness, hygiene. That's why in every black home, there's Hindi and there's Omo, there's Surf. There's all these fucking things. There's mops, all sorts of things, right? We probably consume the most paint because in December, it's known.
Yeah.
Not for real. Well, the White House is crusty, but they got the money, but they just don't give a fuck about washing their sneakers, for example. We're passionate about washing our sneakers, and all those products are manufactured by
the
white
stores,
people.
Your builders, one-band builders, don't
own. Oh, builders, it's all those black people there. We're obsessed about home renovations.
Exactly.
Black people are obsessed about homes, bro, and home renovations. But there isn't a black brand that's saying, here's a product.
Nazitina. I'm a block.
Now I'm imported shower devices, imported tiles for black people. We're the biggest customers of CTM and all these guys.
Yes.
Apart from hotels being built, we're the biggest consumers of of products, household products.
Because black people are constantly building.
But we're not creating it. We're not
painting.
But are we constantly building if we're not building our own shops, our own factories, our own manufacturers?
No.
So this is a good story. And I think it's a bit, it's not late. It's never late for us to start actually building these things and manufacturing these,
but
these
too,
things.
Too much, huh? We're number one. We'll be there. Ah, we'll be there too much. Ah, we'll
yeah,
be there.
We'll be there. We'll
much from much until much.
But into yeah.
Right. Much.
Tell us much which traditional attire to wear.
So yeah, yeah. Let's march and march and act. Let's march and act, man.
Yes.
The city that Saul was speaking about, it's Greenwood District in Tulsa. It was actually called the Black Wall Street.
Yeah.
Yes, they burnt it down in the 1900s. So it was built in the 1900s and was built burnt down in 1921. So it had over 600 black-owned businesses, which includes black-owned banks, hotels, restaurants, doctors and lawyers, newspapers, and schools and theaters. And it was stated currently that they are still trying to rebuild it to preserve history. There are a few black-owned businesses still standing, but now it's like a small town. It's not as big as it was before.
And what Uncle Russ said is how they killed that city is they started on top of burning it. What they did is because I could have that city, it was the black dollar.
Yeah.
So every dollar kept in the city.
Yeah.
So how they extract the black dollar is there's an influx of foreigners. And they put an influx, so they put foreigners in there because the foreigners are going to take the money and take it back to their...
Integration.
Yeah.
And they framed it as integration.
Yes. You understand?
So the aim is to keep the foreigners out then?
No. I'm saying that's how the government killed the black dollar, the black economy. So for example, if I'm South African and I work in this town, whatever I get, I'm going to take it back to SA. And so it doesn't stay there anymore. And that's how it gets weakened.
And also, what we told Uncle Russ about this, he thought, which also is happening now, he thought when I said the local puzzle shop economy then got taken over by people not from that economy, he thought I'm talking about white capital.
Oh.
But it is happening, sort of, because that's why in the hoods now you see containers, how will you save, our shop right? You know that, right?
Yeah.
Pick and Pay already is in there through the garages and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so, but we were like, nah, this is like just direct ownership by foreigners who just start up their own thing.
Yeah.
Even in America, like the puzzle shops, bodegas in Brooklyn and all this, it's generally owned by Pakistanis.
On a lighter note, let's talk about black people that are doing really well. Did you guys hear that... My soul is now Black Coffee's neighbor.
My soul.
Are we loving it? We love it, right?
Yeah, we love it.
Nah, shout out to my soul, man. Shout out to my soul, bro.
As far as I know, my soul is getting his money proper. He didn't do no tender shit.
Yeah.
He's doing his mining thing, so we for that.
Yeah.
As far as I know, I don't know anything else.
But don't you think
I don't know too.
But don't you think Sarge is going to start looking at him?
I think he knows
some
that,
scrutiny is going to come.
No, bro, like he's got probably people handling that for him.
Yeah, he did that. I remember him giving one of his finance people, tax people, flowers full of money. You know those money flowers about how they managed to reduce the amount SARS had wanted from him for some activities in 2025 or 2024. So I think he's very much well aware of SARS. And it would be silly for anyone who's aware of SARS to then throw this grand opening of and
shots.
Housewarming party.
I just sent you a video, bro.
Yeah.
So, yeah, start there, ne? It starts off, listen to what the lady says.
With, like, Black Coffee as your neighbor, this is the house for you.
Well, yeah.
If you would like Black Coffee as your neighbor, this is the house for you.
Wait. Welcome to Billionaire's Row.
Pause.
Yeah.
Pause.
What? Sorry, what?
A shot.
Oh, shit! Ah! Hey, I'm jet lagged, man.
Bali Berry in the house.
This is for the whole month, bro. What kind of shot is this?
That's my kind of shot. See, I'll have it with you. You know what this is?
They say don't get high if you're on supply, my nigga.
It's your own supply, nigga. Get high from. You mentioned the name. Me. You came up with the rule. And it says it's okay. Gonna be here. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, play the video pause, there. So pause,
drink. Oh, before drink. You play.
Pause up.
You're kissing it.
It's called Penduka. Penduka, I still got to see my kids, man. Hey.
I got kids too, dog. I got two kids. How many do you have?
It's Mother's Day.
I got two kids too, dog. Hey, I got baby mamas too, yo. I got a big night coming up too, yo. family too, man. We're going out, man. You know, we're having some more steaks tonight. Come on, no worries, bro.
Can you play?
With like black coffee as your neighbor. Just stop it with this the music, is the house please, for you. I think
welcome to Billionaires Row in Cape Town, South Africa. This once-in-a-lifetime property is new to market. If you'd like to find out more information, get in touch with us and we'd be happy to share the details with you.
Hey. Yeah.
Play.
Yeah. So they can see the house. Just play.
No, yeah, kill the volume.
We kill the volume.
You can kill the volume and play the song. Yes.
There we go. Look at that. Look at
that. Is that Christmas?
Oh, my God. Yeah, dog. Look at that, my goodness.
Wow.
Imagine waking up there,
the
bro.
The Slay Queens are like, hey, daddy.
Wow. And that's probably his holiday home, bro.
Yeah.
Because he's going to live from. He lives in the Northwest, so he's been inside.
Oh, please, Pedro. He's working.
Shout out to my soul, man.
Oh.
Nice. Hey, my soul got the long money, bro.
Yeah, it's mining money.
Nah, shout out to my soul, man.
Money, bro.
I saw videos of the party as well. They all wore blue suits and stuff.
Yeah, I sent some videos for the party. Let's see this shots.
Yeah, no, shout out to my soul, bro.
They all wear blue suits.
Did he get a new car just blue as well? Suits.
He got a brand new built Rolls Royce in collaboration with
made.
In collaboration with Proper. In Proper.
Yini, what's in the pool?
No one's in the pool.
Oh. My soul, I can swim. I can freestyle.
Ooh. Shout out to my soul, man.
That's crazy.
Oh, my soul.
So this is his speech.
Guys, aren't you friends with my soul, Mar?
Mac is.
No.
Oh, man.
He fatalized you, man.
No, he doesn't. He would have come on the show.
Oh, no, but he's...
He knows of us, but not like that.
Yeah, well, we met him, right? Remember when?
Yeah, we met him during the tour when Rustenburg...
Rustenburg, he pulled up with his Ferraris and Urus and stuff.
Hey, man, when we bring back the tours, man, the tours were nice, guys.
We need one more tour, man, before retirement.
Yeah, my nigga.
One more tour before the retirement run. The old niggas are back in town.
Yeah. Oh, please. Yes. I'm ready.
Got to go Lalonin.
That's going to be us now. Lalonin. What must I say? Lalonin.
Beautiful, man. Sure. So he's going to do the convoy in this same street?
Of course.
No, he has to.
Yeah.
So that means he's got to get cars for Cape Town.
Oh, it don't hit us bad, bro, because it don't hit that much because everybody is a billionaire, bro.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
So it's like, he's bringing out his toys.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out.
Let's bring out our toys. Honey, how do we get all these hotels from France and now we're here on the street to show them? It's a different gravy there. The billionaires aren't going to be excited by the Ferraris and everything else you pull out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They got different other kind of toys.
Fed Checker, that's you mentioned beautiful. Something about Fly SFA. What's going on there? Can you just give us a brief there?
Oh, no. I was saying, if you guys haven't noticed, Fly SFA went back with their 10 rand tickets, but this time
it was 12 rand. Yeah.
Yes. And they were trending because a lot of people who were trying to purchase the tickets, when they were trying to check out, the prices moved from 12 rand to like 4 point something.
Because it's to pay for the petrol.
Fuel surcharge.
Yes, because of the fuels and stuff.
I heard that.
So apparently, according to News 24, there's more than 1,000 tickets that were unsold because of that.
Yo!
Jeez. So people return the tickets. Oh, man. Yeah. Why would they lie to people and say you were selling flights for 12 rand? And it's a lie.
That's unfair, man.
It's not fair.
Just fly say fair.
Yeah, that ain't fair.
Just be fair. You know?
Yeah.
Fly say fair. Yeah. We want to be flown fairly. But my thing is, hey, bro, you see what's happening in the community. The fuel surcharge is high. South African fuel, the petrol just went up by 3 rands. The fuel went up, the diesel went up by 5 rands. So if it's impractical to have the 12 rand thing, don't call it a 12 rand thing. Because now they call it a 12 thing, yeah, with the surcharge.
Just call it cheaper flights. And then maybe...
they're not cheaper also.
1.2.
Guys, let's be honest, man. Flight CFA hasn't been cheap in a very long time.
Nope.
Flight CFA is not cheap anymore. You know, it's bad. You've got to Cape Town and back, and it's like 12,000. Yeah. Okay, I always fly last minute, so... Yeah, but it's bad. You get a ticket going there for like 5,000 rands. Then, unless you're willing to leave at 1 a.m. or, you know what I mean? Like, weird time. It's like 3,000. Yeah, it's like 3,000. But it's like, yeah. So,
can't we talk to the bread guys? Let's get our own plane, man. You know? How much is a plane?
How much is a plane?
Yeah, let's talk to the bread guys.
Chillers. We've got a community. Let's get our own flight.
Yeah, let's get our own plane.
Branded our own.
If you're a chiller, it's free.
Yeah. The owners be either Mac, me, or Ghost Lady on a flight somewhere. free. That's dreaming. Fly him. That's dreaming. Fly it. All you can promise is one of us, you know?
Yeah.
On the flight.
Yeah.
Going to Cape Town. But yeah, it's tough, bro. But my first deal, they shouldn't have done that this year because they can't afford to do it. Because it's been years where, they did it and it was 12 rand a flight, literally. Not now, because they made so much money from all the other flights that they can sponsor some flights for free, because clearly they weren't making money on those flights.
So before we go,
yeah,
biggest story of the week, Para Para.
Hey, Para Para.
The highest court.
Para Para. It's Para Para.
It's Para Para.
Para.
Oh, like a Para Para.
Oh, is it Para Para?
Yeah, Para. Remember the L's and it's R's.
Are you serious?
Oh,
I didn't know that.
No,
it's Para Para.
Wait, aren't the L's R's in Venom?
No.
Para Para. So what's the Para Para? No, Para Para.
It's Para Para. You said that.
You said Para Para.
You corrected him. He said Para Para.
He said Para Para.
Yes.
You said Para Para.
Yes.
I heard Para Para.
So I'm taking the shots, you getting drunk.
Yeah. Oh, should I have Para Para?
Yeah, no.
So the highest court in the land.
I'm having a Ghost Lady moment, guys. Keep it up for me. Keep it up for me. It's a Ghost Lady moment. We had opposite.
So the highest court in the land just reopened the case. What does this mean, guys? What's happening? Please enlighten me. What's going to happen now?
Is that the only thing there?
There's other stuff that I want to read because people know.
Pretty much, there was a Para Para thing. So what happened was, our president has a farm, mm-hmm. Para Para. And on the farm, there was a couch with money, right? Lots of money.
There was a robbery.
Yes. It starts at the couch with the money.
Okay.
Lots of money. So people who were in collaboration or in cahoots with a domestic worker, etc., stole the money. Mm-hmm. But this money was in the couch. And this money was not in
the bank.
South African currencies, and it was not in the bank. Mm-hmm. Correct. Money was stolen. And then the president, I take that back. The presidential security, protection unit, mm-hmm. which is SAPS wing that protects the president. Like America has got the... What is it? Secret Service?
Yeah.
The guys who protect the president and went to chase for people who stole this money. They even got to Namibia, etc.
Yeah.
And apparently there was torture. They tortured the guys to get this money for retribution. Yeah. And none of this was reported to the police. So when Arthur Fraser, he's a Zuma guy, right? But when he found out about this, he was not in office. He used to be state security agency head, the head of state security agency. He opened a case to say the president in one of his residencies or properties had money stolen from him.
And that's how we got
and
to
he
hear
did
about
not
this.
Know. And that's how?
That's how we all heard about this.
And that's how we all found out about it. Right? Now, the law says when you've got money stolen from you, you have to report it. Especially there's a threshold, I think, over 100,000.
Yeah.
And this was way, way over that. And also, you can't keep a certain amount of foreign currency in your household.
Yeah.
So now, remember, there was all sorts of things. SARS said, no, there's nothing wrong here. It was a normal transaction. It was incompleted.
It was the Ancola.
And yeah, the Ancola things. And then all sorts of people. And then there was a Section 89 independent panel. It's just lawyers, you know, jurists, lawyers, who had a report. And the report said, there is something to answer to here. Because there is some abusing of the constitution. There's something, there's a smell here. There's smoke here. And what? They referred it to the National Assembly, Parliament. But because it's 2022, ANC had a majority in Parliament, they voted on to, should we hear this thing in Parliament? Nope. Should we adopt this thing in Parliament?
Nope.
Because they were like, yeah, this thing must be maybe heard by the committee. Impeachment committee. Remember Nana with the ad hoc committee? Mm-hmm. But that was ad hoc. It was a committee set up on the merits of whatever was happening, which was the infiltration of thugs, essentially, correction, criminal world into the justice system. They had that committee. So there's an impeachment committee that they suggested this thing is heard by them, meaning adopted by Parliament. But because ANC had the majority in Parliament, they were like, nah, we don't want to hear this thing. And they could dismiss it through the votes because they had a majority, 60% or whatever, you know, two-thirds majority.
And fast-track to now.
And fast-track to now, where the Section 86 committee said, yeah, you guys voted it down, but it was unlawful to vote it down because there is legit prima facie evidence of a case to answer to. Prima facie, prima facie. It depends where you come from. You know what I mean? It depends. Yeah, if you like the F word, you'll say just prima facie, obviously. So they were like, nah. The National Assembly is not bigger than the Parliament, is not bigger than the Constitution. The Constitution is the supreme. That's why our Concord, Constitutional Court, is the highest court, our apex court, because the Constitution, everybody's under the Constitution. And the number one person under the Constitution is the president. He's the custodian of the Constitution. And the poetry with us is that our current president was part of the drafting of the Constitution. Everybody falls under the Constitution. So even if there's a thing that prima facie could be a violation of the Constitution, the National Assembly cannot vote it down as something that can be dismissed. Because, hold on, there are some things here that quite contradict what the prosecution says. So now, the Concord, shout out to the EFF. I don't think we can talk about the story without giving the EFF their props.
Yeah.
The EFF have been challenging it. Mm. And they're the ones who took it up to the Constitution. ATM was also a part of... Now, you want to speak? Yeah, ATM. ATM was also a part. ATM.
ATM, yes.
Ngula, ATM,
yes,
was also
ATM,
the part.
ATM.
They had the ATM had their foot on the neck without withdrawing. Shout out to the ATM.
An MPK, ne?
No, MK was not.
No, MPK
have now put a vote of no confidence in the president recently. But it was EFF and the ATM. Really a big shout out. And also, this judgment, we've been waiting for it for like 2 years, you know. And so when the voting happened, whether they're going to hear the Section 89 independent panel report, it's going to be heard by Parliament. This was 2022, when ANC still enjoyed three-thirds majority. So now the Concord was like, no, guys, but you guys should be upholding the Constitution. And here there is something that morally should be questioned and asked, because there's so many unanswered questions about this whole thing. So now they were like, nah, Parliament has to put it through an impeachment committee. So now they're going to set up a committee like the ad hoc committee. So in the ad hoc committee, the chairperson was, is it something Lekhanyana? Was it? What is it? Is his surname? But he was a very like impartial, but he's an ANC guy, right? From the ANC, because obviously parliament is made up of members from different parties. So the chairperson will be from some party. And then they need to choose a evidence leader. Like in the Makang Commission, which is Chaskalson. Sometimes it's Zikalala. Sometimes it's Selo. So now they're going to have that similar structure probing into Palapala in order to decide whether they go for impeachment.
Fuck me.
Now, the thing is, our president has never wanted to engage people on Palapala.
Yeah.
You've seen on interviews or press conferences, whenever a journalist, Samkelo Ndlovu or whoever is going to ask about Palapala, a spokesperson will say, that's not on the table.
Yeah.
We're not talking about that. So my thing is, our president has never really engaged on Palapala, has never had a desire to engage on it at a lengthy process. Now, this process means sitting in the committee like we saw in the ad hoc committee and getting questions from MK. That's Zuma's people. Remember, they chased Zuma long after he resigned from the presidency. They chased him. EFF.
Papa Benny can ask a question.
Everybody. We don't know about DA because they seem to have lost their teeth after getting
into the GNU.
Yeah, the GNU. Mm. And that's the question now. Is the DA going to press hard on Palapala? They were pressing hard. When the votes was voted and the ANC decided we don't want to hear this in Parliament. And shout out to Nkosazana Zuma, because I think she was the lone vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Nkosazana Zuma was the lone vote against the, like, she wanted to hear the thing in Parliament. So shout out to her. But we all know how that, you know. But everybody else voted along party lines. So now that party lines are blurred because of GNU, it's going to be very interesting.
Is it chai for him?
No. It looks like it is.
Whoa.
Unless the DA maybe.
That's crazy.
Is like, we will defend you.
Mm.
Which, because it's also a defining moment for them. Because do they side? Because the thing is, it's not like in 2022. This was before the national elections. ANC had 60, had a majority of the parliament and they could vote things down.
What's the ideal situation right now? Is it for the president to just
resign? Step down?
I think I think it is. Because if it doesn't, he will go through this impeachment thing and
it could be
already the cover up of Palapala reveals so many things that are like, you.
Yeah.
Because you know what I heard about Palapala?
Yeah.
I heard it was a hunting ground for like international elites. So they'd pay in dollars. That's why the money's in dollars.
So
because in his farm, he's breeding animals and stuff. So they'd come and shoot the animals. You know, these rich people like.
Yeah, they're not killing animals.
That's the rumor.
Take pictures of the dead animals.
Yeah, that's the rumor that I heard, which is why the money was in dollars.
And I can believe that rumor, bro. I can believe.
So
I think you know
like
people.
This will come out.
Yeah, so now.
Oh, because will he have to declare who are those international elites?
Because
how much they paid. I know those names don't want to come out. Mm. I'm sure.
Yeah, because that whole incomplete, that whole tradition about buffaloes sounded like bullshit. The whole thing about, you know the thing about buffaloes?
Yeah.
Is that there's some South Sudanese guy or some Sudanese guy or Algerian came, bought these things, he paid in cash.
Oh, yeah, I heard the cover up.
But he never, But there's also the cover up of people who went to Namibia because that's where the thieves are from.
From, yeah. And one of the helpers and the whoever.
Yeah. And the presidential protective unit, which is employed by the government, SAPS, went there. And now the question is, did they go there without the president's knowledge? Ooh. Apparently they tortured people there. They did all sorts of illegal things. Already going there and investigating, but without a case number, by the SAPS is illegal.
And didn't it just come out this week that Arthur Fraser, what's his name? Arthur Fraser, eh?
Well, yeah, it was
offered 50 million rands to drop the
case. Arthur Fraser did an interview with Mzilikizo Africa. He's got a podcast called The Unpopular Opinion. He hasn't uploaded an episode yet, but the stuff is in the Sunday World that he got offered 50 million. And the funny thing is, Mark Liffman.
It wasn't just that. Let me read it.
Wasn't Mark Liffman murdered?
Former state security agency head Arthur Fraser claims he was offered 50 million rands, state protection, and a blank check after opening a criminal case against President Cyril Ramaphosa of the Parapara scandal and was later threatened after refusing to back down.
So, who offered him this? And where did the money come from for the blank check? The blank check. Who was going to pay if he had said, I want 100 million rands? Whose money is that? Where does it come from?
It's tricky.
So it's such a hectic. I think, what do you think he's going to do? You think he's going to resign?
Yeah.
Because my thing is, he's never wanted to talk to the public about Palapala.
Never, at great length.
And you are speculating that the money could be from the game hunting by tourists. It could be from somewhere else. But wherever it's from, people in parliament, just like in the ad hoc committee, are going to ask him to the point where he says, because you are speculating, I'm speculating, we're all speculating, to the point he says, this is where the money's from.
Yeah.
Hey, guys,
and I don't think he wants to get engaged.
No.
I don't think he wants to explain how his protection unit was torturing people and ended up, according to Arthur Fraser and the reports.
So there is a way out.
I don't think he wants to explain how, why when you sell your cattle, do you keep your money in a couch? But everybody sells their cattle and keeps the money
in the bank.
In the bank. If I buy a cattle from
Interesting times.
So who's going to be our president? Who's the deputy? I don't even know.
The deputy is Paul Mashatile. But also, remember, the DA's got leverage now. The DA could say, I don't know what the DA could do, but they could be like, yo,
no,
we'll either protect you, but you must step down afterwards, or we'll... They've got leverage. Mm. They want their own person in there. We have Paul Mashatile in there. How do you feel about that?
No, Paul. Not Paul. Paul, sit this one out.
Paul. He's been waiting for this moment. Hey, he's been. Everybody wants to be president, man. Everybody's been. Everybody want to be in love. Everybody's been.
Don't you wish you could have our own political series? You know, like that one with that guy, man. It was on Netflix. It made Netflix big, man. With that guy who also has allegations of peddling with boys.
Hi, Bo.
Hey, many of them are peddling with boys, clearly.
Kevin, what is it? It's, okay, let me say, Netflix series about American politics.
Everybody want to be in love. Yeah, it's bad, man. Like, I don't want to lie.
I'm curious. Who now?
No, it's, if it's ANC's way, they need to give Paul, because they can't they can't overtake him and put in Mbalula there.
What's this guy's
who's
name?
Who's the Secretary General. They can't. But there's so many, like, possibilities.
You guys know it, man.
Which one?
He was the president, the guy.
Of?
He was the president and he would always talk to the camera. No, it was a series, man. It was
the president of America.
Yeah, he was the president of America.
He always spoke to the camera.
Yes, and he was the president and his wife. They used to sleep in like separate bedrooms.
Now, in our age.
Not the diplomat.
Is it an our age? The diplomat.
It's Kevin.
A diplomat. Yeah, he has a diplomat.
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey.
House of Cards.
House of Cards.
No way.
Oh, come
That's
on.
That's the
bro.
Kind of. No.
What?
Kevin Spacey's an actor.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So he's an actor. What's wrong?
Okay, what are you putting him up for?
Everybody want to be loose. episode. Without the ghost lady, episode. Now the palette, it podcast. Without the ghost lady, episode. I want to put it the funnel with the cock.
Watch the show. We are here, man. Podcast.
I'm about to put it the funnel with the cock.